Noah Spence, the outside linebacker from Eastern Kentucky, might be the most explosive edge rusher down here in Mobile, Alabama this week. He is without a doubt first-round talent and maybe even top 15. But when the Ravens are on the board in round two, Spence could still be available. Why? Because he is a true wild card prospect. He was banned by the Big Ten in 2014 for repeatedly failing tests for the drug ecstasy. He admitted he had a problem, and instead of quickly applying for the draft and hoping that a team would take a late-round flyer, he transferred to small school Eastern Kentucky in hopes of improving his off-the-field image and dominating on it. He did just that with 22.5 tackles for loss and an 11.5 sacks. And he hasn't failed a drug test in over a year. While he's down here in Mobile, Alabama, he wants to prove two things. He can still measure up against the nation's top talent, and trust me, he's doing just that. And also prove that his past is in the past. He has spoken with scouts from several teams across the league, including the Ravens, and he knows exactly what to say when they ask about his history.
I mean, just tell them the truth. You know, you can't make up no stories. You can't lie about it. I mean, it feels better to just tell them the truth and, like, let them know everything and to get past it and then start talking about football again.
In terms of off-the-field images, defensive end Bronson Kafusi might be the antithesis to Noah Spence. Like Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta, Kafusi has a squeaky clean image hailing from Brigham Young University out of Provo, Utah, and serving a two-year church mission in New Zealand. If you want to see a modern-day Goliath, take a look at 6'7", 281-pound Kafusi. He's a giant! And to go along with all of that size, he's freakishly athletic, surprisingly nimble, and has a motor that will not stop. Kafusi was a power forward for BYU's basketball team as a freshman, and unlike other converted basketball players, he is not afraid of some contact. And his technique is very polished because his father is the defensive line coach at BYU. When I spoke to Kafusi, he gave me two messages that he wanted me to take back to Baltimore. One, he wants me to tell his good buddy Dennis Pitta that he'd like to come to the Ravens just so he could beat up on him on the basketball court for old time's sakes. And number two, his favorite thing is to pin his ears back, lick his chops, and get after the quarterback. That would be a welcome sight in Baltimore, where the Ravens are trying to amp up their pass rush in 2016.